Welcome everyone to the Dungeon Saga podcast. As you join us, it's 20 past 8 British summertime here in the UK, and it's we're at a funding level of $658,000. With the Kickstarter ending on at the end of Sunday here in the UK. I'm sure I said Saturday before, but I'm sure somebody at Mantic said Saturday. Anyway, we have we've been through a few stretch goals since last spoke to you. We now have a bonus Adventurers Companion upgrade, so more content in the Adventurers Companion. We've had Hellhounds added to the box, okay? Added to the Infernal Crypts as add-on kit expansion, and of course one. As standard, entered into the Dungeon Master Pledge level. These guys look a bit like standard Hellhounds off of Ghostbusters, but this time with three heads. The next stretch goal to fall was just an add-on this time, so it was more legendary heroes, and I was noticing that the Harath, the Salamander, was missing from the last bunch of special edition heroes. But he's in now, so we have the ultimate versions of Harath, ultimate Venetia, the nun, ultimate Ali McSween, and ultimate Ibrahim. So the upgraded, buffed up versions of their models in this time in resin kits, as with the other ultimate versions, or legendary versions it was before. Okay, sorry, yes, it's they're legendary heroes of renown. Same deal. This pack of four of the ones I've just mentioned, $25 each. Sorry, $25 for all of them, all four, and $8 each. Again, I'm looking at four early concept pieces of art. I think I'd really want to see more before I know who the sculptor is. Maybe seen some greens of the. You know, just in the modelling putty or something before I start risking my money on that and knowing what I'd use it on. Oh, and I see also a special collector's edition version of the original of those four miniatures I was talking about available for the same deal, although we're already getting those in plastic in the $100 pledge level. And the last stretch goal to fall was at $655,000. Which is just passed not long ago, is Drechnok the Destroyer in colored plastic, who is the boss for the Infernal Crypts expansion and will be included in that expansion. Important to note, he will not be in the Dungeon Master $100 level. You'll have to get the expansion for that. And then Mantic seemed to have looked to set us up for the weekend with a whole load more, a few more stretch goals. Seems like, you know, going realistically into future. And the first one is a backer number one. And, oh, I could go on for ages about this. At 4,500 backers, and I'll just check, we're on, 4,229 just now, is Rise of the Shadow King, a Dungeon Saga Adventurer Gamebook. Now, this is one big influence and one of the major Dungeon Bash experiences I didn't talk about before and I missed out was the old Fighting Fantasy gamebooks and others like Lone Wolf and Assassin. And if you don't know about these, oh, do yourself a treat and go and find out. These were the adventure gamebooks where you would choose your own path through a dungeon or through all manner of adventures, but of course the first ones were dungeons like Wizard of Warlock of Firetop Mountain is the classic, written by Steve Jackson, Ian Livingston, where you'd it was an interactive game book, like it says. You would start off on paragraph one and you'd have choices of where your brave adventurer would go by turning to different pages. This is back in the day when computer games were rubbish. So, yeah, I absolutely loved it when that sort of thing was a kid. I'm slowly building up my Fighting Fantasy collection, so it looks like the John Menzies bookshop from the 80s. Yes, as you can tell, I'm quite excited about this one, so I hope it's a good one. I hope we get there, and I hope it's a good one. That would be a digital copy free to pledges of Dungeon Master, or a $5 add-on. Oh, and for that $5, you actually get a physical copy because they're gonna print a run on demand, and I will be doing that to grow my game book collection. Okay, so next up is the 666,666 dollar stretch goal. And that will add Unholy Crusades, another abyssal campaign to the Dungeon Journal book. So this promises a short story and a set of four more scenarios, prominently featuring the paladin and cleric. So a little mini campaign there. A major stretch goal? Doesn't seem so. I mean, it's just I suppose a bit of writing needs to be done for that, but nothing, it's nothing major. I'm not hugely excited by that. And perhaps last of all, at $700,000, the bonus big undead demon. So this looks like some kind of big huge boss, well, as an undead demon for both the original Dwarf King's quest scenario and the demon expansion as well, the abyssal expansion. Now, we've got a few options, so have a look over on the last Kickstarter update, number 44 from tonight, Friday. We've got one that looks like a kind of, doesn't look too undead from the concept, although it is pretty rough looking, kind of a Hydra type affair, going with a multi-head thing from the Hellhound. Again, a second one which looks a little bit more dragony, sort of stubby, what looks like used to be wings maybe. Looks like it's decaying around the edges with some various animal heads. I suppose that's an undead chimera, sort of skeletal chimera. And the last one is just this, still with the vestigial rotted wings, but looking a bit more vicious with the single head. So they're looking for views for that. If you want to get involved and you have particular views on that, then get involved on the comments section, or I suppose on the Mantic forums. And that will be included free in Pledges of Dungeon Master. So a nice great big model to round out the box. Also at $15 if you want another one, or just buy it by itself. Well, one thing I forgot along the way somewhere is if you spend $200 or more, then you will get your rule book, your Collector's Edition hardback, with the Adventurer's Companion and the Dungeon Journal, all in one pack. Or you can spend $30 to include $30 to get that additionally. Right, that lasted probably about the same length as one of my as some of the smaller podcasts. But like I said, Mantic just kicked out quite a few stretch goals there, and wanted to give my two cents. Let me know if you agree, disagree with me on any of that, or agree on the usual place. Now we have. So what I really want to talk about is going right back to Wednesday, because talk about the add-ons on Wednesday. What really was exciting was the rules, and we had quite a bit about the rules come out. So first of all, we had a release of information to really clarify that yes, we will be getting that the cards that come with both of the expansions will also have AI decks. So I guess that must mean for the heroes as well. So you can play all three of the different settings: Dwarf King's Quest, the Warlord of Galahir, and the Infernal Crypts, as single player or cooperative. So that's cleared that up nicely, because I was wondering a bit about that. It also seems like they've got their terminology sorted, in that they won't, the monster player won't be called the monster player, or the evil wizard is would be my vote, because that's what it's called in HeroQuest. But in the original, in the big box, it'll be called the that player will be called the Necromancer. In the Warlord expansion, he'll be called the Warlord. And in the Demon expansion, it's called the oh, it's the panel will be called the Demon panel. So the vitally important, at least for me, character building system's been hinted at here. So you're gonna have there's a whole big list of races and classes. So it looks like those each race or class in the D&D style will have its own bonuses and penalties perhaps. And then there's going to be new types such as it says the Witch and Engineer. And of course, we've had all sorts of barbarians, paladins, and whatnot as well to play with. On top of the stats and also abilities, which depend on the race and class, you'll also have special feats. So it sounds like those are probably those things that we saw in the feats would be the things you saw on the alpha rules, such as the barbarian's ability to hit everything adjacent to him simultaneously in that big whirlwind type attack. So really heroic stuff, once a level, once a game sort of thing. Also, it said looks like your characters will have equipment written on cards. Okay, and I do like cards; they're easy to keep track of rather than having to write things down on the pad. Well, there also will be pads for you to write down things onto. And then a couple of bits of news also about the dungeons. So there will be a random dungeon generator, which is brilliant. That feeling I was talking about, where I was sort of building my wish list there, where you really don't know what's gonna, the adventurers don't know what's coming round the corner. So that's brilliant. And also for those of you who like to design your own dungeons, which I always thought, yeah, is good, but it's you kind of as a dungeon master. And something about games of Dungeon Masters, it's always a little bit odd, is that you're simultaneously supposed to be playing against your opponents, against the heroes, but then if they have a bad time because you beat them, then you'll get the blame for not letting them have a good time. And it always seems that you never quite know whether you have to have a lot of trust there. Obviously, and we talk about a lot about the role of the GM in previous episodes of Dicing with Design. Really good episodes, those. I'm pretty proud of those discussions. So go back and have a listen to those. But anyway, there it does look like the Necromancer will be able to build his dungeons. This is a quoting from Jake Thornton. The Necromancer will play a dungeon according to a set of given parameters. And stock it with monsters. So look, I don't know whether that's a kind of a point system, where you might pay for certain traps to be in the dungeon. Maybe you pay to make it a certain size, to make it bigger or harder for them to get through. But it looks like, yeah, you will be able to design a dungeon that's as hard as you possibly can within the rules, because that's what you're supposed to do, is you're supposed to be playing against the heroes. So as almost said, against the players, because the GM, DM or Necromancer is a player too, and should be allowed to have fun without worrying about simultaneously giving the players a challenge and also making it a fair challenge. So you can blame the game and not the player. Yes, I just said player. Right, before this physics teacher makes any more attempt to try and be cool, I'm going to sign off and probably have an episode early, well, when we get some exciting news tomorrow, or maybe Sunday, maybe squeezing a couple more episodes. So till then, check your podcast feeds and the Twitter at Grant Sensei. If you'd like to get in touch, go to dicingwithdesign.com. And as we head into the sort of final countdown, speak to you soon.